Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Trying to get to the outdoor track season. We're winding down the indoor track season. And we're speaking today with Mercer County sophomore Colby Cox. He's a triple jumper now, right? And he's having some pretty good success, but he's new at triple jumping. So, Colby Cox, how did you get involved in triple jumping? I guess you have to give maybe your sister a little bit of credit, right?
Yeah, Kirsten, she's really one who got me to still go out to track. I wasn't going to actually do it, but once I got out there, Mick Lauk, or Coach Mick, was... He really wanted me to do triple jump, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll try it. So that's how I started triple jumping.
And you've had success at it here early. You're going to basically, they call it Indoor State, the Illinois Top Times event that takes place down in Bloomington this weekend. So tell us a little bit about kind of the fundamentals or technique of triple jump. What did you have to pick up to do this thing?
Well, I've learned, I feel like, a lot of what I did from, like, the Olympics. Like, I've watched Olympic triple jumping. So I've learned, like, I guess, like, well, they're called phases, and that's the, like, time for each jump. And apparently I have been really good at that, but I just tried to base it off of what Olympic people do. But you also have to have, like, strong legs because it's a bounding almost. So you bound off your legs. And then you, like, full cycle. So it's like bringing your knee up and over and then striking and pushing off again with the same leg for the first two jumps.
All right. So it's one thing, though, right, to say watch it. You know, you can watch something and say, oh, man, that looks easy on TV, whatever the sport is. But then it's like, okay, now I'm down here on the runway and I'm getting ready to do this thing. So what was kind of the toughest thing for you to pick up when you actually started doing it?
Well, actually, like, cycling my legs to push off again was probably the hardest thing because I just really wanted to, like, just stride out. But after I did that, my heel would hit first on the runway and it hurt way too much. So I had to, like, actually start cycling to be able to do anything and better, I guess.
So what are you expecting then kind of this weekend? So when you started, you're like, oh man, I'm okay. That, you know, I don't know maybe what distance I need to jump to indicate if I'm doing this right or wrong or if I'm succeeding. Well, you're succeeding here early. So, you know, what has been your reaction to kind of having success at this and now, you know, going to Indoor State this weekend?
I'm happy because this is my first track event that I've actually, like, been really good at. So I just want to keep getting better at it and do as best as I can going into this weekend and next couple of years that I'm still here.
Yeah. So you are going to start being a thrower, you told me off the air, shot put, right? So you go from shot put to, like, triple jump. That seems like a weird combination to me. So are you still doing, are you still throwing, or what are you involved in other than triple jump with track?
I don't really do a whole lot of running events because our sprint team is pretty big and it's filled with other pretty good athletes that they can fill up the spots, so I don't need to run. And then we have three other really good shot put throwers, and I haven't even, like, measured my distance with discus with them, but I want to do discus too. But my best event will be triple jump still.
All right, so tell me a few words about you know, participating in a sport that is coached by a true legend in Mick Lauk, and I know your father can testify to that. Your mother can testify to that. So what's it like being in that program with a guy that has done it for so long?
It's pretty fun most of the time. And then when we need to do stuff, he'll make us do it because he's a good coach. So he'll tell us what we need to do. And as long as we do it, we're going to be the ones getting better, and there's going to be a lot of success in what we do.
All right. So I was telling you a little bit off the air. I know both your mom and dad were multi-sport athletes at Westmer back in the day. And I told you, and I mean it, that your dad, I remember, you know, and Darren Bazzari speaks to this, who coached at Blackhawk and coached at Westmer. And you know, I said, you know, Ryan Cox had some of the best low post moves in the area. So I will say, from going to your sophomore to junior year, you need to listen. I know it's tough, but you need to listen to your dad and develop some of those low post moves he had in his high school days at Westmer.
Yeah, I hope to like get out with him more so I can learn some of these moves, because if I can really do it on him and he knows every move, I should be able to do it on most other people.
All right. So, you know, and I look at how the basketball season ended, right? I mean, had a team on the ropes that was very good in Farmington, you know, almost pulled off the upset of the number one seed in the subsectional. And then, you know, you look at the talent level that's coming back, football heading into the fall. I mean, there's a lot of promise kind of looking to next school year. Now, I know you want to finish up track strong. I get that. But what about kind of looking ahead here to those two other sports you play?
Yeah, we are going on a football camp trip, I guess, in July, and I'm looking forward to that. It's up in Wisconsin. It's like for wide receivers and quarterbacks. I'm really looking forward to that. And we got a lot of people returning for both sports, so hopefully we can all put in work this offseason and we get really, really good for the actual season.
All right. Well, it's been fun watching the progression of Colby Cox, a sophomore multi-sport athlete at Mercer County. And, man, picking up the triple jump this spring, and the indoor season is starting to wind down. He'll be at the Illinois Top Times event this weekend down in Bloomington. Colby, good luck to you here this weekend and the rest of the spring.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.